Hey everyone, Nikki Clark here from Trust Your Journey. Today I'm going to talk about energy dream. Now, is this real or imagined? Okay, so you start your day, you're feeling on fire, on top of the world, ready to take on any and every challenge. All is going along swimmingly, and then wham, you feel the energy drain from you. Mentally and physically, you start to feel depleted. Your gusto has gone. You ask yourself, huh? What happened? Guys, energy drain is real. Okay, so it's time to rewind your clock and see what were you doing? What were you listening to or even watching that unconsciously sent you into a downward spiral? Yes, it actually happens, and you don't even realize until your body becomes tired and your mind is begging you for a pause. Especially guys, now during the time of COVID, awareness is vital. We know that we're inundated daily with updates and numbers and procedures and protocols that, quite frankly, will send our headspace into absolute chaos. Okay, so what can we do? First, check in periodically with yourself. Ask yourself, am I absorbing? Am I processing too much what I'm seeing on social media and the news? Exactly how is my body and my mind feeling? Two, take frequent breaks, guys, from your screen time, from the news, and do something fun and soul loving. Whatever that is for you, take a mini break, top up your energy. Could be something as simple as going outside in your garden. And just getting quiet with some mindfulness time. Three, when you feel your mind draining, stop. Assess how you are feeling. If you need to walk away, please walk away. If you need to talk and share, please pick up the phone and call someone. Reach out. Do not ignore your mind when it speaks, because guess what? Your body is going to respond accordingly. It will feel fatigue, and when that happens, it's time to nurture that body with rest. Guys, I cannot stress how not attending to your energy drain will have long-term effects on your body. It can actually lower your immunity, which we know at this time is a no-no. It can also have long-term effects on your mind. It will lead to strained relationships with those who you are around all the time, thanks to COVID. And I'll even go further to say that long stints of energy drain can actually lead to depression. Okay, so here are a few things that maybe could be sapping your energy, something to be aware about. First, not enough sunshine time. Vitamin D, guys, powerful. Staying indoors too much and not getting enough of nature time. Now, I know people up north, this may be a little bit more tricky for you, but nature time, even being out in the snow, is downtime. Secondly, saying yes too much instead of no when your mind is begging time off. It's okay to say no, guys, to coworkers or friends when you need a time out. Three, lack of exercise. Guys, you gotta keep moving. Gotta get the blood pumping. Get the heart elevated. Four, now we know too much social media and news updates. This constant scrolling that we find ourselves in and checking the news to keep updated. Guys, that's actually gonna zap you. Dehydration is a big one. As simple as not having enough water. Multitasking, guys, is a big one for all of us. I know that myself included, I get caught up in that one. So I'm making myself a lot more aware now these days. But multitasking, guys, is a big one that will bog us down. Slow down, guys. You're doing too many things at once. Prioritize, do a good list, understand and know that everything will get done when it needs to get done. And last, I'm going to say sleep, lack of sleep. Check your sleep. That will lead to a huge energy drain. So I'm going to leave this with you guys. Guess what? You are in control of you. Yes. You get to choose what is not working, and fix it. You are in control of you. First, awareness is important. That's the first step. We then move into acceptance that you know that something needs to change. You then move into your action. What am I going to do to fix this? Guys, if you need guidance, seek support, please. You don't need to overthink this. It's okay to not be okay and reach out for support. So I'd love to hear from you. How are you managing? Are you suffering with energy drain? Reach out. Love to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Until next week.